The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now you know that the Graeme Dwyer case featured in the European Court of Justice, and as a result, some of the techniques for evidence gathering in that case came under scrutiny and were found wanting. Well, I'm joined now by Ronan Murphy, Executive Chairman of SmartTech 247, because the legislation has been created, and whether or not it is fit for purpose is what we're going to talk about. Ronan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, just to outline what went wrong in the Graeme Dwyer situation.
Yeah, look, it's a fascinating case in terms of that ruling. The European Court of Justice found that there's a 2011 law in Ireland that allows the mobile phone companies to retain all of the data that is on your mobile phone, well, the metadata, and metadata, it's important that we're clear about what we're talking about here. It's a term for the different types of data and information collected on a phone. So, for example, the phone's location, the text messages on the phone, who the phone called, and so forth. And effectively, what the European Court of Justice ruled was that the indiscriminate collection of large volumes of data across the entire population, being yourself, Pat, and myself, but also organised criminals, that is illegal. And that was obviously a key fundamental reason for the conviction of Graeme Dwyer. And that's really put the cat amongst the pigeons in terms of...
Yeah. Now, how does that actually work with other companies which collect metadata about us? For example, you know, you pay your utility bill and they keep all that data about us.
It's a little bit different in terms of that data, right? I mean, if you consider the amount of communication which takes place on your mobile device or your web browser, right? It's what do you look at? Where do you go? Who do you call? How do you communicate? That's very powerful information. And a lot of the privacy campaigners would argue the point that, you know, that data was used to for Brexit. It was used for the election of Donald Trump. It was used to target people in different ways. I mean, there's many stories about how it was used by Saudi Arabia for the assassination of the journalist, the Washington Post journalist. So, privacy campaigners say, look, it's not good that there's Big Brother that can collect all of this data indiscriminately. But where the problem lies here is when you've got organized criminals and that data becomes important in evidence gathering and so forth. And that's where it's really coming to loggerheads in this particular case.
Yeah. I would have thought the collection of the data, as long as it was secure, wouldn't be the issue. It would be how that data is interrogated would be the issue. In other words, what permissions do I need to go in and look at this data?
Correct. So that's where it gets incredibly technical in terms of how do you determine who has the right to disseminate that data, to investigate that data, what data can they collect, and where is the line drawn? Because, I mean, the big issue in the US is that the ability of the government and the NSA to collect people's browser history and all of their digital footprint and cultivate that and potentially abuse that data is extremely worrying. So it's the collection of the data and the interrogation of the data and the rules that govern that is where this gets very, very murky.
Okay.
Now, interestingly, case during the week, a High Court judge, I think it was Justice Hunt, he ruled that the data could be used in the conviction of Wayne Cooney. So you are going to have different legal perspectives on how this plays out.
Yeah. What are the deficits in this new bill?
Well, effectively, the European Court of Justice is saying that the retention of data for 2 years of all users is illegal. So, I mean, every criminal who has had a conviction and where mobile phone metadata has been used is now obviously appealing that. So the European Court of Justice is saying you can't retain this data. Law enforcement in several European countries are saying, well, that's ridiculous. We need this data. We need to be able to access this data. It's fundamentally important in our ability to tackle organized crime. And that's what we're going to see play out in the coming weeks and months, to see how legacy cases, how that's dealt with by the judiciary, but also, you know, future cases. And I think this week we've gotten a view into it where the High Court, irrespective of the ruling of the European Court of Justice, has disagreed with that specific ruling.
Yeah. It's hard to compare this to the pre-digital age. You know, someone is suspected of wrongdoing. You go to a judge, you get a search warrant, and you can search their house, their business premises, their relations houses, as long as a judge is convinced that that is so. I'm just wondering, why should digital information, which is stored by the utilities, for example, shouldn't be subject to the same kind of rigor? And, you know, is there not a direct parallel there?
There's not. See, the key word here is indiscriminate. So, for example, they have all of your data, Pat. What is it you've looked at on your browser? Who you've communicated via text message? Where you've been? Everything you've done? All of the data that's collected about you. So, I guess the question people are asking is, while this is a very important tool in fighting organized crime, where does the line stop? Where, you know, you've never, let's assume, committed a crime, you're not under investigation, but nonetheless, every piece of your digital footprint is being collected and is being stored and is there ready for analysis at any given moment. And that is open to abuse. That's been well documented globally by different governments and so forth, that they can abuse that data for many different reasons, whether it's political reasons or you know, whatever it might be. And that's where people have a problem with this. That's where the European Court of Justice has a problem. So it's not as cut and dry as saying, you know, we're just looking at, you know, organized criminals here. This is every man, woman and child.
Ronan Murphy, Executive Chairman of SmartTech 24/7. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.